Sí, muchas gracias.
Thank you very much, Chair. Well, first of all, I'd like to thank the expressions of support that we've heard for our proposals. I'd just like to reiterate our position on the importance of maintaining the reference to the intersectional nature of this discrimination, because not only can you have multiple forms of discrimination, so a cumulative effect, but you also have the way in which the different forms of discrimination intermesh. So it's very important to analyze that so as to then adopt public policies that are fit for purpose and address the root causes of this discrimination. Also, it is necessary in order to be consistent with the preambula paragraph, and I think we said we could refer to multiple and intersecting and aggravated. I can't remember the exact wording, but I think that for the sake of consistency, we should try and stick to the same language whenever we refer to the nature of this discrimination and violence. Also, as there is a dimension that affects the rights of women and girls here, it is important to refer to sexual and gender-based violence for the reasons that my colleague from South Africa set out very eloquently. And for my country, it would be important also to refer to intimate partner violence and femicide, which are forms of violence that affect women of African descent particularly hard. When we speak of sexual and gender-based violence, well, that would be the minimum that we could accept, given that it is language that was agreed upon in the Human Rights Council. Thank you.